GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Look at the heaps and gobs of text messages coming in for the computer geeks. Chris Downs of Chris Downs Computer Room and Chris Quimby of Midcoast iPhone Repair. This GHRT listener asks us to ask you and tell the tale. My Samsung S6 died and would not power up. Is there a place that I could get that information and the photos out of that phone? Won't power up.
Well, it depends on the manner of its death. If it was a dead battery, then a new battery would bring it back to life. One wouldn't know unless one tried another battery, and one, like me, owns a shop that could do such a thing. I think Chris might be willing to do that as well. It could be that the phone isn't really dead. I'm assuming if you said it is, but sometimes it can look dead if the screen is dead and you can't actually see evidence that there's anything going on there. Again, that's something that would have to be tested in order to found out, but to be found out.
Dr. Downs?
Exactly. I'll just say the same thing. It depends on why it's dead. Is it just a battery or a charger port, or is the logic board dead?
And
don't you have like an AED that you can just take off the wall, charge, and then go to it and get it to come back to life?
Well, and beyond what I suggested too, Chris has recommended a gentleman in, elsewhere in the country who oftentimes can extract data from dead devices. Oh, it costs some money.
Marty writes back, I changed the battery and still no power.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, isn't everything up in the cloud?
Well, perhaps, yeah. That, a lot of people don't realize their stuff is backed up in the cloud. You might want to log into your Google account.
Good point,
if you know,
George.
Your information, right?
They may have already tried that.
Good answer. Good answer. Just like,
he's clapping like a seal here. I did good.
But no, it was like Family Feud. That was a good answer.
Let me touch on something.
What's that?
Quimby said real quick, though. I do have a fellow I've learned to trust out of state who does micro soldering, meaning he'll get right down to the board level. Try to get the information off of that little chip.
Oh boy!
If the phone is totally dead. Sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not.
So somebody could email you where, Chris, in order to get that guy's information?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh.
I'm really trying to help you out.
It was a question,
here.
Not a statement.
Chris@cdcomputerroom.com.
Yeah, why don't you give out the email addresses in case someone wants to know. What's yours again, Chris Downs?
Chris@cdcomputerroom.com.
And Chris Quimby, if someone wanted to email you?
It's solutions@midcoastiphonerepair.com.
Mm-hmm. Can you ask them, please, do I need a virtual private network? Are VPNs worth the monthly yearly fee for the added security they offer?
Are you trying to hide from the rest of the world? Seriously, that's kind of what it does.
Wow, what do they got to hide?
VPNs kind of serve two purposes. They can help you connect to something remotely with a stronger, more reliable connection. That's a network VPN. A VPN for something like your phone or your laptop, that's basically to hide you from potential hackers or have people not know where you are.
Those are the people I worry most about.
Usually I want somebody to know where I am.
The podcasts I normally listen to, they tend to run the same sorts of advertisements.
Yeah.
They're sponsored by the same. And there is I forget what... maybe I shouldn't promote them anyway, but it is a VPN service and they really play on the whole fear of... You want to be anonymous so people can't find out, you know, what gross types of porn you're looking at. Probably what it amounts to, honestly.
saying that, when somebody I guess texted earlier, can you ever erase everything off your phone forever?
Talk to Hillary.
Oh! Did you wipe your... You mean with a rag? You mean with a cloth?
When you delete things, are they really deleted?
Here's what I do. If someone brings me a computer, a laptop, a phone, whatever, and they want... Let's say the device is trash. It's no longer any good, or they want to donate it or something. The quickest, best way to do it is to physically destroy the drive or on a phone, the logic board. If I physically destroy that, I'm pretty confident no one's ever getting data off of that. There are programs like BleachBit and other ones that basically go in and rewrite the hard drive over and over again to overwrite your data. Those are effective. So the question is, yes, you can delete it off of your device. Can you remove it from the internet and the World Wide Web and the FBI and all that? No. I'm not going to even speak to that.
You can't do that. Text message.
God knows.
Can you, and he's not telling sometimes, can you replace the battery line receptor, as in the port you stick the charging cable into?
Most of the time, yes. It depends on your device. We call that the charger port. But some are more easily replaceable than others.
iPhones, yes. Samsungs, depending on device.
iPad Air, I got to send that one away.
Really? You know a place that you can send it away?
Yep.
And they do it reliably?
Yep.
Oh, I basically tell people it virtually can't be done. And well, I have a lot of iPad Air people with charger port issues.
I'm glad we talked.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we've all learned something.
The left hand now knows what the right hand
is
doing.
This person writes to us, how do you remove a broken headphone jack from a laptop? The tip of the jack is still inside.
Sometimes you can dig that out with dental pick and persistence. Depending on how it breaks, there is a trick where you take the inside of a ballpoint pen, you know those... the ones that still have the plastic tube inside them.
Yeah, yeah.
If the headphone jack broke off just right, sometimes you shove that in there and it'll pop it right out for you. That happens about 1 in 10 times. If picking it out, pulling it out doesn't work, then you need someone to take the thing apart.
So if I try 10 times.
No, that's not what
then it's going to work, right?
Oh, and
that's
also,
what the
like,
says.
That happens with mobile phones too. And oftentimes you can have that replaced from inside if the obstruction can't be dug out from the outside.
Yeah.
iOS 13 beta update for Apple. Download or wait?
I wouldn't. Wait. Always wait. Unless you're experimental. It's like when people ask me if they should build their own computer. I said, do you want your device to be a hobby or do you want it to be a tool that you can use? If you want it to be a hobby, go ahead, experiment all you want, have fun. If you want it to be a reliable tool, don't build your own computer and wait on the updates.
I like this illustration of software updates being like the immunization debate that we have, where some people think you should have them because it's better and some people fear them because they think it might make you worse to some degree. But if they develop this new... if they develop this new immunization, would you want to be the first person to take that, or the among the first people to take it?
I wait till they warn me about my update. They give me about. I hate to do updates on my phone because something always gets screwed up. But so they'll say we have a new update, and then a couple of weeks later we have a new. Finally, they'll drive you nuts and you'll take the update.
Yeah.
But right now, I always look to see what the update does. And they will tell you what. And sometimes it says fix bugs or...
Does something. It ever say this may break your device?
No, it never tells
you. That should say that, too.
Lose all your contacts.
Rick, what are you laughing at?
All right, this has got...
I don't know. He's having a fit in there.
This is the text of the month, and I'm going to read it, George, and I do not want you to be offended.
I'm always offended.
Oh.
But it is just a reality, okay?
Okay.
Dear computer geeks... can you teach George how to mute his phone? Because
it goes off a lot.
All of the time. We'll be in the middle of talking something.
I've got this phone that is very expensive.
And loud too.
And I turn the sound down, but it still dings a lot.
Yes, it does ding a lot because all of your...
And I'm not going to spend my whole damn day finding out why it dings.
Here's our... Well,
Chris, but he's Quimby, not offended
Chris
at
Quimby,
all.
You're no, not at all.
But
not
they didn't ask you to mute your mic.
All.
I figured it would be some hardcore conservative asking that.
No. Oh, that's not the case. Right. But Chris Quimby, you're closest. Could you reach over and take George's phone, please?
I'm afraid he'll slap my hand. I did this last time and I found, Yankees websites and Breitbart and Fox News.
Yeah, on his phone. Yeah.
Don't...
Could you take
up
a look and see, is there some way that... And oftentimes he just opens up and a video starts playing in the middle of
it.
We could be talking
playing
about someone passed away and all of a sudden Looney Tunes themes, Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, starts playing. Okay. I keep hearing George's phone go beep boop 3 to 4 times during the show. LMAO.
You have no life, audience.
No, that's
you
a different.
No life.
That's a different
these
person.
Are your,
this is as mad
this
as
is
I've
your
seen
advertiser
him
base.
You're counting my damn beeps.
And this person writes to us. This would help a lot, please.
How can one tell George's beep from somebody else's beep?
Yeah, right. I had other people beep in here. I had the police officer lady beep yesterday.
Her phone went ring. It didn't go beep.
Is it the sensors beeping his language, or is it his phone?
Take that, you Yankee. Beep. But no, it is. He receives, I believe it's he's receiving either a text message or he's receiving an email.
No.
And so he has.
I have a lot of apps that beep when they go. And that lets me know that I've got a new...
I'm not going to try to change George.
Oh, you're just going to love him as he is.
No, I think Chris...
I will go to your company.
Chris Downs.
I will go to your store.
Chris Downs just expressed the voice of reason and sanity. Okay.
You guys are funny.
Funny haha, well, not funny
I
strange.
I didn't think he was funny when he did right? it for a living, but now I think he's funny.
This is as upset as I've ever seen him.
Right?
I can't even
Wait,
talk.
You messed with
We've
my
seen
phone.
Him off air.
Respect your elders. Leave George alone.
There you go.
Thank you.
There's no excuse for elder abuse. Okay, let's skip that one. I have an iPhone 10. I have the Rush Limbaugh 24/7 app, and when listening to a podcast, it used to be on my lock screen. After the last update, it disappeared.
You should be able to go into settings and switch that back. The update probably just changed your setting. Mm. Probably Rush should. Limbaugh. You like to throw those words in there.
Yeah. George?
I've got a GPS on my phone that I use when I'm ATVing, and it did the same thing. It was supposed to keep my phone on, which is handy with GPS, but it changed the setting on me.
Yeah, I don't beep all the time.
Still going.
I beeped one time today.
That's too much information.
You beeped more than once today.
We beep at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour.
The Computer Geeks, Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room. Again, where do we find you? Maybe on Facebook or on the World Wide Webs there, Chris?
Yeah, Chris Downs Computer Room. Just look for that. You'll find it.
And Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. Someone sent us a text and they said, where's your office? I said, east side, Belfast, east side before the bridge. Was that okay?
My address, if you go to MidcoastiPhoneRepair.com, there's more information than you'd ever want to know about me there, including my address.
And we'll find you guys both back in here next month. Would that be okay?
Yep. I'd love that.
We'll find them on the dark web. That's beep, beep. They're on the dark beep, web. Beep, that's where
HRT.
They are.
Yeah. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.